tell me about Mars. What happened there?
Okay. Mars, very, very interesting experience. It occurred, first of all, in October of 1996. I was visited by some entities who looked very human. And by the way, many, many of my experiences, I'm interacting with human-looking beings.
Okay.
There were about, I'd say three women that came into my room and escorted me out. Now, some of my travel is not always in a ship. Sometimes it's projection, astral projection, whereby my astral body is leaving the physical body behind. But I felt as though I was being astrally pulled out. And then what I believe occurs is I dematerialize and rematerialize physically in another location. So that's the impression I was having, or actual experience I was having with the Mars experience. I was spiritually pulled out and then physically rematerialized once on the planet. But however, I went, in this process, I went through what felt like a tunnel. I didn't take a ship. I was thrust through a black tunnel, so to speak, similar to the afterlife experiences you've heard about and read about. So after going through that, I was suddenly found myself in a laboratory setting, and I was again rematerialized. I felt physical. I felt very much in that whole environment of physicality because I was being examined. Quite often I'm being examined in these experiences, heart and lungs and chest and all of those things, blood pressure and all of those things. And so I was found myself in a laboratory, a hospital-like setting, and I was interacting with beings that composed of all different races, a Caucasian and African-American, or not African, at least black anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was being experimented on, and I decided I'm going to try to strike up a conversation with these entities because that's what you do. When you're meeting with people you don't know, you try to make small talk. So I thought about what on earth could I think to talk about to these beings. So I remembered that a rock had been found in, I think it was Antarctica, and on this rock were small microorganisms that...
Right, the meteorite.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. And that proved to our scientists, that was a big finding, exciting news, and that proved to our scientists that life could have existed millions and millions of years ago. So I remember that story, and I decided to share it with this individual who was a Caucasian male who was examining me. So I shared this whole story with him. He didn't say very much. He didn't respond or react that it was, you know, great big exciting news that I thought it was anyway. And he simply responded, "We are well aware of your findings." And that was it. It's almost like that's no big deal. And then when I thought about it, it may have looked a little bit ridiculous that I was sharing with him we found a rock with microorganisms on it, which proves that life could have existed millions of years ago, when already I'm on the planet, I'm told I'm on Mars, and I'm interacting with people there anyway.
So do you think there are occupants on Mars right now?
Yes, I do. And I interacted with them. So that's what was occurring at this time. So this individual, he guided me to a computerized map on the wall. And he showed me terrain, mountains, and landscapes, and areas that were occupied. And he pointed one, and I tried to remember the names of them. The only one I could commit to my memory was a place called U, Y-U. And he was saying that basically it was the map like we have of Earth, except it was Mars. And yes, it's inhabited, and yes, there are people in this area, there are people in that area, their named areas are named, and U was the only one I could recall or remember. And then I was, in that experience, I was, my whole conversation was overheard by another individual who joined the conversation, and she was a black female. And she came out, and I really decided I couldn't comprehend this information. I couldn't really digest it. I wasn't certain how to react to the information that he told me after that, which was that Mars is predominantly black. And I couldn't comprehend that. I couldn't understand that. Mars is predominantly black. And so another woman entered the room who had overheard the conversation, and she reiterated, "Mars is predominantly black." And again, I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand why she's telling me this. What does that mean? I just basically wanted to keep changing the subject. But they were telling me that this planet was occupied predominantly by black people. And they looked at me as though, don't you know this? Don't you remember? Hmm. Don't you remember?
We can't call it the red planet anymore, huh?
No. Matter of fact, I didn't see any red. But yes, it was predominantly black. And so the first male, the Caucasian male explained, told me that, and then the black female came in and reiterated it. And again, I was just having difficulty in comprehending that. And so I changed the subject to something else. I was looking at the wall, and on the wall, it was amazing. On the wall was a picture of a family picture that we've had in our family for years when we were children. Our mother had it in the living room, and you know, you look at pictures when you're little and gaze at them. My mother had the strangest picture. It showed pyramids. It showed a yellow moon. Weird, strange picture. I don't know where she could have gotten it. It's one of those old velvet-looking pictures that she found somewhere, and she put it up
those
in the house.
Those velvet ones. She bought it in front of a gasoline station.
Exactly. One of those. It was a weird canoe and a little river and a weird-looking buildings and a yellow moon. And we looked at that over the years. And here I was on Mars seeing that picture in front of me. So I told the lady that the African-American, or the black woman that I was talking to, I recognized the picture. And she said, yes. And I said, well, we have that picture in our family. She said, yes, I know. It's in your second room. Well, I thought and thought about that. I didn't know what a second room meant. So, and I knew I didn't have the picture in my house. And I realized Erlene had the picture. And it was in her second room, because if they consider the living room the first room, the master bedroom was the second room, that's where the picture was.
And they would spot it, I guess, during their visitations.
With Erlene as well. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So she told me it was in your second room. And the experience pretty much at that point, the major components of that experience, I write about in the book, but primarily it ended.
Do you think we're seeded by them this planet?
I like Erlene to address that, because when I came back, I shared the experience with her of what I was given on Mars, a black occupy or dominate that planet. She had an interesting reaction, and that she will share with you and probably answer that question as well.
Well, what happened, George, after Shirlene came back from that experience and told me that she was told that blacks dominate the planet Mars, of course, I was just, oh my God, this is incredible information. And I didn't have any problem believing it, because, you know, when we look at antiquity, we look at the majority of, Africa, of course, was land of the black people, present-day Iraq, which was formerly Mesopotamia, all of that area indeed was black.